Hello, welcome back to another episode of Talking To. This week I have one of my Discord mods, all the way from the land down under, Mr. Samsung Galaxy Flip Z. Say hi.
Hello. Yes, this is me.
Simple, easy, quick, whatever you want to call it. Sorry if there's any interruptions, because my friend here, Corbin, and Clinical Brendan are here. You guys can say hi real quick. Wow. Okay. I guess they're not going to say hi. Sorry if they cause any ruckus. So let's get right into it real quick. You've been a mod for my server for, it's probably only been 2 weeks to a month, not even.
It's been just over a week, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say 2 weeks to a month because that makes me feel better.
Okay. No, but,
yeah, so you've literally just become a mod. The server's been growing pretty fast. I'm assuming you collected a decent amount of U2s. Would that be a fair assumption?
I've collected a couple. I wouldn't say it's as big as like other people's in the servers, but.
Well, some people are crazy and drop G's on this stuff. But I guess, how many figures do you have?
Right now, I've got about six.
Cool. Who's your favorite of the bunch?
I'd have to say RT Game, because he's the one that I just watch the most and enjoy his content more than the others.
Good stuff. Do you have any coming in the mail currently? Because I know shipping's like really wonky right now.
I've got a Bob Ross Carson coming, and I've picked up a Raccoon Abyss for $40 off of a resale.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. Raccoon Abyss is the one in the trash can, right?
Yeah, 420 joke.
Yep. That one's huge. Like, when you get it, it's like ridiculously big. I don't know why. So those are my least favorite questions. What do you do outside of like U2s, right? Like what does Mr. Samsung do outside? Because we know you're in Australia, so the time zone difference is pretty drastic, and the cultural difference is pretty drastic. So what do you do?
Well, obviously, I have school from about Monday to Fridays, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And usually on weekends, I just play games with the bloody boys.
No, easy enough. Wait, so how does school work in Australia? Because like for me, it's, you know, I literally just finished school today. Do you have school throughout like the year? Because I know that that's how it is in some places.
For us, school starts January 31st, and it goes up to I think December 6th.
Whoa. Interesting. So where do your breaks fit in between there?
So our school year is split into terms. Term 1 goes for 8 weeks, term 2, 12, and then term 3 and 4 go for 10 each.
Oh, interesting. It's like a quarter schedule almost, but like kind of not because it's like mixed up. Interesting. Yeah. So your guys' summer is a complete opposite as us in America because we're on different hemispheres. So summer for you guys is what months?
Summer for us is December through February.
Oh, that's so weird to think about that, like, Christmas time is summertime for you guys. That's just the weirdest thing for me to think about.
Everyone talks about, like, how there's snow everywhere during Christmas and we just have sweltering heat.
And you guys like, bro, it's like 100 degrees. What are you talking about? That's funny. How cold does it get up in Australia during the winter-ish months? I mean, it's Australia, so it's still bloody hot, is it?
Usually depends on the area. Like, the area I live in, it never really goes below 0 degrees. But other places,
hold on. You're using temperatures that us Americans have no clue.
So we're using Celsius.
Hold on. Let me get the translator out. Celsius to Fahrenheit. Okay, great. So go ahead. Go ahead and now use your numbers.
So where I live, it barely goes to 0 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm. So that's for us Americans. Hold on. That's 32 degrees. That's freezing temperature. Okay, there you go. Keep going.
Yeah, then I'm thinking the coldest areas in the state I live in, it gets to about -8 Celsius.
Oh, wow. Okay. Don't get me wrong, that's cold, but like not too cold. That's 17 degrees Fahrenheit for you, what is that? Imperialists. Yes, imperial system.
Exactly.
Dang. So do you guys get snow? Because I mean, that's temperatures that are close enough to get snow.
Some areas get snow. We usually just have our grass get frosty as all hell. But like, of course, like mountains get snow.
Mountains get snow, yeah. Wait, can you get a snowboard down there?
Say that again. Didn't quite hear that.
Can you snowboard or ski up in Australia?
Yeah, actually, I was meant to go on a skiing trip for my school in July, but that got cancelled due to COVID-19.
Yeah, good old... Actually, it's not good. Rona, just Rona. Do you ski or snowboard? Well, I mean, I couldn't say a lot because, I mean, I can't imagine the season is too long in Australia, but do you ski often or snowboard often, or what do you do?
I have skied and snowboard before, but it's not like something I try and like actively do.
Yeah, up in the PNW, the Pacific Northwest, we got crazy mountains up here, so that's like every kid's hobby over here. It's sports, and if you don't play sports, you ski or snowboard. So I guess, oh man, I keep thinking back at the, you know, the hemispheres are completely different, so like the temperatures are completely different. So you guys play sports during, I mean, well, outside sports at least during the winter for us in the US, and then what are the, I guess, winter sports for you guys? Because you mainly play what, rugby and soccer, or sorry, football in Australia. Do you guys play any other like national sports?
I guess the other main winter sport would have is soccer. Well, that's the most popular one. Mm-hmm. But like everything else is just summer sports, like cricket, volleyball, and all that's summer sport based.
Ah. So we talked about before this podcast, for context, we talked about, well, actually, backtrack. What sports do you play, if any?
I used to do a lot more sports than I do now. I used to do cricket. I used to also do some swimming, a little bit of volleyball and tennis.
Oh, so you tasted a little bit of everything, huh?
Yeah, but now I just do footy and table tennis.
Oh, cool. What's your favorite?
I'd say I prefer footy, definitely. It's like way easier for like competitions to get into and be more competitive. Mm.
Oh, okay. I guess is the bar kind of high for table tennis?
Yeah, it's like not often that you see like competitive table tennis. Like mm-hmm. You only really see that in like the Olympics.
Yeah, East Asia is pretty big into that as well. What position do you play in soccer or footy? Gosh.
So in footy, there's like three main sections. There's midfield, forward line, and back line. And then there's six separate areas within those areas. And I usually play back line in the center half back.
Sure. So you just make sure the ball doesn't get to the back. And if it does, don't you like launch it generally? Not launch it, but you try to boot it up forward.
Yeah, we try to get it down to the players called the wings, who stay on the edges of the midfield so that they can get it up forward.
Mm. My knowledge of soccer is very limited. Do you watch any sports, or what sports do you like to watch at that?
We have competitive footy down here every year, and the team I support is actually playing tonight, so we'll see how that'll go.
Oh, how is Corona affecting, I guess, sports down there?
It stopped all sport until about a few weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago now, when they just started again. But we can't have crowds at the stadiums now.
Oh, well, that's cool. Is it like, Because what does that process look like? Because just in America, they're just like, yeah, no. Like, if we do have sports, like, I don't think anyone's going to be at the field.
Like, pretty much the only thing that's changed with the sports is that there's no crowds in the stadiums, and all the teams are bad now for some reason.
Oh, dude, I think the crowds really do push teams to make them play better. I think it's a mental thing. I don't know.
Yeah, but something that the government's been trying is to have audio clips of, like, crowd cheers playing to, like, try and hype up the players more.
I saw that in the German Football League. It was, like, the weirdest thing ever, seen in an empty stadium, but hearing the exact same noises. Because they have, like, loud speakers that really make it, like, you know, bake the stadium. Not that, yeah, I was there, but that's what it really felt like, because the screen, like, even shook a little bit, like the crowd was going crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, they turned crowd cheer, like, way down for the audio clips. They're usually way louder than that's played.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to school right now. What does that process look like with, like, COVID? Like, are people still, like, weirded out?
So we missed school for about 10 to 12 weeks. And
whoa!
Yeah, this is a long time. And next week is our final week before our school holidays start again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Double break.
Yeah, and it's usually, like, the same, like, just before we'd had to do online learning. Like, the social distancing rules aren't really enforced that much.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we have to use hand sanitizer every time we enter a classroom. But, like, that's really the only thing that's changed.
Like, no masks? Masks aren't mandatory?
Masks actually aren't mandatory, and I haven't seen a single person wear them, surprisingly.
Oh, interesting. I guess, how bad did it even get in Australia? Because I thought they did a relatively good job containing it. So same with, I believe, New Zealand? I think they both did pretty good jobs at keeping it contained in general.
Yeah, when everyone came back, everyone thought that we did much worse than we did now. Everyone thought there was, like, 500, 700 deaths due to COVID, but there was only about, like, barely 100.
Oh, dang. I mean, 100's still a lot, but compared to a size of a country, that's impressive.
Yeah, definitely.
And I guess, how do you feel, like, going to school and, like, no masks? Because, like, I guess it's a mix of a cultural thing and, you know, I don't even know how much fear was kind of, like, I guess, pumped into you about the whole thing. But, like, for example, kids over here would think you're ludicrous to go to school with no mask. Like, that sounds crazy to us here.
Yeah, I definitely think that the social distancing rules should be enforceable. Like, the most I've really done about it is, like, separated the desks, but not even to the 1.5 meters. It's only about 0.5 to a meter. And of course the hand sanitizing is mandatory, but a lot more people should be wearing masks. Like, if you're in a classroom, which usually an average class has about 30 people in it, there should be, like, mask handouts at the very least.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Do you think, like, because COVID's a weird one, right? It's, like, not too many kids are really being affected by it. It really seems like, well, like, the kids coined it, boomer remover. Like, they're literally not wrong.
Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be, like, a spike anytime soon? I mean, this is purely speculative because by no means are we virologists or whatever. But do you think, like, it's going to get better or worse as school continues or starts up, sorry?
When the restrictions started being eased, it started going down. But I think last week across Australia wide, it went from about, I think, like, 13 cases to about 52.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, nothing like, the students at my school aren't really fazed about it. Like, if the school closes again, well, it closes, we'll go back to online learning.
Ooh, how and was your
that's
process?
That's how most students sit.
Oh, well, they're kind of just like go with the flow, like it is what it is type deal, right?
Yeah, it's like most students actually preferred online learning because, like, obviously you got to sleep. You got to sleep in,
get to eat
whenever you want. That's pretty much why everyone preferred it. But I preferred being there at school. It was much easier to get educated there.
What was your process with, like, online learning? Because, I mean, for me, I'm a little weird because, like, I go to college and their process is a little bit different. But for my friends in high school, they said our school district by no means was ready for this. And it was really just the... It was an awful experience for them. So I guess, how was your experience with online learning?
At the start of it, it was like no one had any idea what they were doing. But there'd be it was definitely much harder. There'd be times like where we get piles of work all on one day at the start of the week that would like all be due at the end of the week, and no one would know what to do first, which would end up to like people handing in stuff late, getting emails sent home and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. How, I guess, what happened with you? Like, how did you, like, figure that whole process out?
It's kind of like, well, asking for more help during that time was, like, really needed to be, it was like, so the school, our school this year, they wanted to, like, push their students away from the computers, like, as much as possible.
The irony in that, huh?
Yeah. Like they wanted to use the textbooks much more, but since then online learning started, teachers had to try and use the textbooks again, which were different to the physical ones.
Yep.
So it was definitely pretty hard in the first few weeks.
And then it's kind of like, again, go with the flow. You improvise, adapt, and said, "Not the way of life." I guess this is a weird one, right? Because I'm trying to compare it to me, which is like my only benchmark, and my buddies in high school. Like here, my sister got to waive like her grades. Like her grades just got like, no matter what, you couldn't get lower grades than the grades that you already had since the beginning of online learning, you know, coronavirus or the postponed school or whatever. What was the grading deal with you guys? Because I know some people got slammed, but their grades got saved over here.
Yeah, like, it was much easier to get higher grades just because, like, you could, like, very easily Google answers to a test, like, before it or even during it, which some people did.
We all did that.
So it was actually, I'd say it was harder to get lower marks than it was to get higher marks. Like, of course, if you put off the assignment for like until it was due, then your marks would be affected.
Yeah.
But if you did it and took your time with it, you'd definitely get higher marks than you normally would.
Yeah. It'll be interesting how we come back to school, and I don't think everyone's going to be as smart as they say they are, but we'll have to see. Cause like this year felt like a lost year for a lot of people. And I mean, they're kind of right in a sense. Like, did we really learn? Arguable.
It definitely feels like a wasted year. I think during midway through online learning, the government was thinking about just restarting the year in 2021. Like, no one would move forward a grade.
Nope.
But yeah, of course no one wanted that, but I don't think that's happening anymore.
Yeah, dude, I'm pissed. Are you kidding me? Like, my final year of school and be like, yeah, buddy, sorry. You're, like, going to go back.
But even our exams got affected by it. Like, usually we'd have mid-year exams and then end-of-year exams. But for us, like, all of our mid-year exams we're just not doing anymore. We're only doing the end-of-year ones.
Oh, lucky. I still got caught with my midterm. Well, we call them midterms and finals, at least where I'm from. And I still got those, unfortunately. But that's cool that you got to, you know, kind of evade some tests.
Yeah, I think our school is like much more laid back than other schools were in the area.
That's cool. So with all this, I mean, I'm assuming you had a lot of additional time given, you know, I can't imagine you spent too much time online learning at school, because, I mean, it's kind of just like do your assignments, that's it. Not too much actual learning going on and listening to seminars or whatever. So how did you, how are you entertaining yourself during this? Well, are you quarantined right now?
We're not quarantined right now. We started school a week ago, and now we're started school a week ago. We're still doing it now, and next week's our final week before we start term three.
Oh, sweet. So, I guess, what are you, how do I frame this question? How about this? What are you looking forward to going and doing, right? Because now that everything's kind of reopening up, what have you been waiting to do? Whether that go be with friends or go eat somewhere special, I don't know.
I'm not really quite sure. There was really, like, nothing going around, like, everything he just ceased. Everything just stopped. There was really nothing to really look forward to. At most, there was like a movie coming out that somehow wasn't delayed due to COVID. Like that would be the extent of it, or a new game
Scooby
release.
Scooby-Doo movie? Or the Trolls movie?
Yeah, I think that was released straight to digital there.
Yeah. So weird. I think that's the future play, though. I feel like it makes sense.
Yeah, I think like a bunch of people are saying like cinemas will be shutting down and like movies will just be going straight to digital.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of people are going to be germophobes after this because they've been emotionally and mentally scarred with this quarantine and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like the cost of like two or three movie tickets to like essentially keep the online digital movie forever, which is like a deal and a half, right?
Yeah, like
they don't have to give any of the money to cinemas, which is convenient.
Because then when you've just bought it, you can watch it whenever you want. You don't have to go back, keep buying tickets to watch it again, or wait for it to release on like DVD or like places on Netflix.
Which, you know what that means? More bootlegging, baby. We were getting free movies. you go buy the movie. Well, guess what? Buddy over here said, let's upload it to YouTube. And then someone took it from YouTube and put it on, I forget what it's called. It's like 123 movies, something like that. Don't look that up. I think it's like Dangerous or something like that. Get a VPN. I'm not condoning this, I promise. What video games have you been playing? Because you mentioned that you play video games, you know, in your free time.
Mostly I've been playing Terraria since the final update for the game came out. And I've been playing the multiplayer master mode world with some of my mates not related to you two, sadly.
Nice. Oh, hey, it's still fun. And
we've gotten extremely far. We're like one boss before fighting the final boss. Nice. It's been really fun too.
So what did the final update include? Like what was added? Give me like all the context, because I've never played Terraria. I know the base of the game and I ran around in it for like 2 seconds. That's it.
Yeah, some of the biggest things I had was the NPC happiness mechanic. Usually like before 1.4 you'd build a massive tower and put all your NPCs there. But now NPCs prefer certain biomes. And if you put them in a biome and create a village, since usually there'd be 2 to 3 villages per biome, you could buy a pylon where if you had 2 pylons set up, you could teleport between them when you're at either or.
Ah, okay. So it made travel easier.
Yeah. And they added a lot of new bosses, some which people have considered some of the hardest in the game. They added a boss called the Dread Nautilus, which can only be fished during a blood moon. The Queen Slime, which you have to mine for a spawn called the Gelatin Crystal, which you can then use to spawn it. And the I think the final new boss is the Empress of Light, which is an insta-kill boss.
That's where awful.
Where you have to try and find a very, very rare butterfly in the hollow biome to try and spawn it.
Gee, that seems like a process.
It is. It's even when you do find it, there's like a very small chance you'll be able to beat it.
Jeez. So to insta-kill, that's terrible. And what happens when you die in Terraria? Do you like just drop your stuff and it's like, go get it, like Minecraft, or?
There's actually multiple modes of it. There's like softcore, medium core, hardcore. Softcore, you don't drop anything at all. Medium core, you only drop the money you get, so copper, silver, gold, and platinum. And yep. Hardcore, you drop everything. All your armor, accessories, tools, everything.
Yikes. What are you playing on?
I usually play expert mode, medium core.
Mm-hmm.
But for the multiplayer world, it's master mode, medium core, which master mode is a new mode they added to the game in 1.4.
Oh, interesting. So I guess, how many hours do you think you've dumped into Terraria as a whole?
So I've actually had to create two Steam accounts. One of them had its password changed. I never got it back, which really sucked. So I had to make a new Steam account, which on that one I have about 200 hours, and on the other one was about, I think, 450 hours.
Oh.
So all around about 650 hours.
You got some pretty legit ski numbers on there. Is that the most played game you've ever, or yeah, is that the most played game you have?
Yeah, Terraria is my most played game on Steam.
What's your number two, you think? Just not even Steam, just in general.
Number two, I think it'd be Smash Bros. Ultimate for Nintendo Switch, I think, which has like 400 hours in it.
Cool. I'm assuming that's probably going to beat Terraria eventually, because it's a newer game.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see. So, I guess you predominantly play those two games. Can you play Terraria single player?
Yeah. You can play single player and or multiplayer.
Isn't it like the same base as Minecraft? I feel like that was a dumb question I asked.
It's people say it's pretty much just 2D Minecraft, but it's way more complex than Minecraft, I'd say.
Interesting. I don't know. That's so weird for me to think. What came out first? Minecraft?
I think it was Minecraft. I know that Terraria came out about 9 years ago.
I think the
first version of Minecraft came out 11 years ago.
So 2011. So yeah, Minecraft definitely came out before Minecraft. 2011. When did it? Jeez. 2009, right after the great market crash of 08. every capitalist cried during that crash. So I guess what else do you do? Like I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if school and video games and YouTube's pretty much consumed your life. I mean, it's most of us here, I'm gonna be honest. So do you do anything, any weird stuff? Do you like collecting anything weird or different?
Well, obviously I do my football training twice a week and a football game, which the season now starts on the 12th of July. Sunday or Friday.
Oh, fun.
And from time to time, I'd go out and like see my friends in public. We'd go do stuff. But other than that, I really don't do much at all.
Fair. I understand the sports life. Sports life takes up a lot of time. How often do you practice down? Or how about actually backtrack? I keep getting ahead of myself. Do you guys have club soccer in Australia? Like, as in, essentially a private soccer league, right? Does that make any sense?
Oh yeah, I have no idea what the private soccer league is called, but the private football league is called the SMJFL.
Huh, interesting. And I guess, do you play for the private football league, or do you just play on like your school team, or how does that work? Because, like, in the U.S., we have club soccer, and then we have, like, public, which is like school.
Yeah, we have that also. There's like two different kinds. There's private league where it's like community teams come together. Then there's the school-based ones where the school creates teams and they play in a league.
Ah, which one do you play?
I play for the private league, but I have tried out for my school league. Never got it though. Which sucks. But I've been playing football for about 7 years now.
Ooh, okay. So you're in it. You've been through the ringer.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep playing throughout like high school all the way through if you can?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely will.
Good stuff. All right. So do you have any, I guess, closing things that you want to mention? Be anything you want. Could be your Instagram. Could be your YouTube channel. Could be your Discord name, which I'll probably already include. But any like final shout outs you want to give?
You either pog or you did not pog. There is no try. Take your pick.
Goodness.
How is that? Is that all right?
I don't even know what that means. Like, I'm going to be completely honest. Like, you just dropped like some Shakespearean quote on me. And I have to like think about that. I have an existential crisis on it later because I can't have one now. So anyway.
You either pog or not pog.
To pog or not to pog. Yeah. All right. Thank you for coming on to the podcast, Mr.
Thanks for having me. It's been a whale of a time.
Yeah, I mean, we're so early into it. I'm definitely bringing you back on. That's just the fact of the matter. But I can't wait.
Thank you.
What the future has in store for us? Because I mean, the U2's community is extremely young, and this summer I'm going to try to make some big moves, and I can't wait for you to be here to execute them with me. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you have. I mean, this is probably going to come out on Saturday. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday. Take care. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.